Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, live here by the pool at the Marker Key West. The sun's coming out. It's warming up a little bit, so more people have come out.
It has, and I think most of Nashville's come down here now. This is
I feel
great.
Like they heard us yesterday and decided to bring themselves down here. Joe, yes. What do you
have? I have a key lime pina colada. Thank you, ma'am, for that. Courtney and Ryan are down here from Nashville, hanging out at the Marker Key West Harbor Resort.
Dr. Crane's bothering them right
we
now.
We met
so that's
Jamie,
cool.
Missy, and Sandra last night from Tennessee down here. So really grateful that we're down here. Again, thank you to Reunion Township at 109 City Limits Apartments in Spring Hill. Thank you. You can find them online at reuniontownship.com and live at City Limits. We stay here in Key West when we're here, but back in Nashville, Middle Tennessee, those are two great properties to be a part of. reuniontownship.com, liveatcitylimits.com. And this Saturday, our good friend Haley from The Buzz will be at Reunion Township at 109 doing a remote on Saturday from 11 to 1. We love Haley. We love Reunion Township. Stop by and see her, and you will love the property.
We do love Haley. Haley's good.
She's the best.
She is. So excited about that. It is Veterans Day, so we've had a veterans theme for the entire show. We just had Lee Greenwood call into the show, which I'm still flabbergasted that we were able to do that, but that was awesome.
So you heard him sing in Pigeon Forge?
Yep, he had or Sevierville. He had the theater there for a while, and my grandparents loved going there, and I did too. And so we went one time, and I was like, oh, I know this song.
It was good. I saw him sing it at the when President Reagan came to the Opry House and September of 1984, we got off from McGavick High School to go over there and see that, and he sung it there. Of course, the text I got was he sang it at the Sugar Bowl, and they said the place went crazy when he said, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee. Yeah, so thank you, Lee Grin. We appreciate all you do for veterans.
And you can honor your veteran today. Who's your favorite veteran name? Give us the name, the branch, the rank, like all that stuff.
Yeah, tell who you had.
My grandfather, Ira Lane. I don't know his rank. I have his dog tags, though, which is really cool.
Oh, that is very
cool. His dog tags from, I believe, World War II. I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. I like that.
I found him. I was cleaning out his desk one day because he gave me his desk and still had a bunch of stuff in it. And I'm going through it, and I feel something. And it was kind of stuck, and I pull it out, and I look at it. And it's one of those things, like, when you see it, you don't know what it is right away. And I knew it was dog tags, but it didn't hit me that it was his. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And they're like, it's the, like, hand-pressed.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, so.
That's it, man.
So I have his dog tags, which are cool. But honor your veterans. 1483 says, University of Iowa war hero, Niall Kinnick,
yep.
A Heisman winner, scholar, and the most famous person in the world in 1939 who gave his life for something bigger than football.
Yeah, they call that Kinnick Stadium up there as well to do all that. I want to shout out, of course, my brother served in the Air Force. He's my hero. I think he's a badass. So I love you, Rick. Thank you for all you do for me and my kids. And so I honor you, not on Veterans Day, but every day, and thank you for what you mean to me.
0323, my dad, Jeff, was a sergeant and served 6 years as a tank commander in the Army, did 3 tours in the Middle East. That's obviously a good one. Keep those coming in. 615-723-1025.
Tank commander just sounds really – I would love to put that on a resume. Tank commander.
Dr. Crane is here with us now. Do you have a veteran you want to –
might as well. I never got to meet my grandfather on my dad's side, my grandpa Toppy. He passed away from colon cancer, but serving the Korean War, appreciate his service. My granny sis, a wife of my grandpa Toppy, she served in the Air Force. And then obviously my cousins, again on my dad's side, his oldest brother, my cousin Kayla, Cody, and Jared. So they're all, two of them are still military right now, active. One is now discharged, so
nice.
All good. But in good standings, too.
Yeah.
So appreciate all of our veterans. Obviously, I haven't been on the show, but been listening afar over there. You guys doing a really good job. And
thank you, pal.
Thank you to all of our veterans on Veterans Day for sure.
Yeah. I'll give a – he'll laugh at me for doing this, but my good friend Logan spent, I think, 8 years in the Army. Was, he did a lot of different jobs, mainly you know, at the desk, but still, you know, had to go to Iraq a couple times and Afghanistan and Korea, and, but got to travel a lot. But he's out now, so he, but yeah. he obviously enjoyed his time in the Army. So I think he finally, I think when he got out, he was a first lieutenant. Something like that.
First lieutenant. Yeah. So let us know, 615-737-1025, who is your hero? And again, let us know, like Chase said, the name, rank, and what they mean to you and all that, because we could do hours on, and especially we love Fort Campbell just up the road from us in Nashville and all the veterans. We had a great text earlier about a junior ROTC teacher, I think it was at West Creek High School.
Yep.
Who has really molded a bunch of kids up there to love the country, love God, and just be model citizens in the world. I mean, angels every day that are doing that. So thank you to our veterans all over the world.
David James, say what you just texted me.
So both my parents actually met in the United States Navy in Pensacola, Florida. My mom was a 24-year veteran master chief in the United States Navy, and my father was a E4 before he retired to go take care of my sister and I growing up. So both my parents met in the Navy, and those are my two heroes. I love my mom. I love my dad very, very, very much. And, Mom, I miss you. She passed away a few years ago.
I love that, David. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great, man. She'd be proud of you, David, buddy. Well done.
Absolutely she would, and she definitely is, and that's great. I'm glad you shared that. So, yeah, your veteran, 615-737-1025. Is now, that's the second time today we've gotten a little choked up.
Yeah.
Right. On this Veterans Day.
Right. You missed earlier, Dr. Crane. This guy texted in and didn't know that heard Chase's grandfather's name and remembered him from coming in the bank and being very gracious and very nice and helping him out and everything.
Wow.
We're all connected, man. It's a weird thing. We all these God winks we get in our life, and we're all connected in some shape, form, or fashion. So it's really cool. And we're really great. I mean, for this our radio show to be able to do that and talk to people and be a little off the grid and have some fun. So we appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you so much.
Tom in Nashville. My dad volunteered at the age of 18 in 1939 and spent World War II based in Manchester, England, flying on a bomber flights on the 17s over Europe.
Oh, wasn't there a movie about that?
Maybe.
I'm going to look that up.
8586 says, James Sonny Rippey, U.S. Army U.S. Army in Vietnam, better known as Grandpa.
What's his name again?
James Sonny Rippey.
Nice.
Brian says, Chief Warrant Officer 5 Dean Rain, retired. Nobody on earth knows more about Black Hawk helicopters than that man. Could make one out of a brick of soy.
That's awesome. What a way to say that. That's very cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. So keep those coming through throughout the rest of the show. As again, it's important to honor, and I brought up Bud Walters, our owner, who's a veteran as well. Air Force? Yeah, Air Force. What he's done, I mean, even since being out of the military, and, you know, he serves the community like he does with these radio stations, just deserves a hat tip. He won't take it, but he deserves it.
Right. The film is called Memphis Belle with Matthew Modine, Eric Stoltz, and Harry Connick Jr., a fictional story of the 1944 documentary Memphis Belle about the 25th and last mission of an American Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress bomber. The Memphis Belle, based in England in World War II. The film closes with a dedication to all the airmen, friend or foe, who fought the skies above Europe during World War II. It is a really, really, really good movie, Memphis Belle, with a hell of a cast.
Tom in Nashville, who had texted it in, says also on HBO, Masters of the Air is another one.
Oh, yeah. So. And I need to see it. I've never seen it, but I need to. Band of Brothers.
Yeah, I do too. Rebecca says, my father volunteered for Vietnam in 1968. He was in the 82nd Airborne. He passed away 14 years ago tomorrow from cancer due to Agent Orange. He was a badass.
I'm sorry, Rebecca, but thank you for letting us know.
Matt from Waverly, my late grandfather, James G. King. He flew a P-51 Mustang in the European theater in World War II. Thank you. Yeah, P-51s, man. Let's go.
Right? That's one reason why, like, John F. Kennedy. I mean, he was the PT-109 and served in the Navy and drifted in the Pacific for several days before we got picked up, and just all those. I mean, all these guys are just legends, man, and so grateful to be an American and them being part of our history.
I wonder if there's a working P-51 anywhere.
Might be.
Like a P-51 Mustang, like at one of these air museums that could actually still fly. Like, I'd go up in that. Put you badass, man.
You're 6'9". You can't fit in the cockpit of that thing. Dr. Crane's about as big as it gets. Yeah. You cannot do that, so.
I'm as big as one of those bar trash cans. That's how big.
No, Dr. Crane looks like he'd be a F-14 Tomcat pilot, like Maverick.
It's possible.
Why are you dressed like we're in the Alaskan tundra?
Look, even though it's, what, 67, 68 degrees,
right.
That wind is chilly, man. I got my little hat that has the fur on the ears. I cover my ears. I feel great.
Okay, this is, you can think through the break on this, but in honor of this, what would be your call sign? Like Maverick or Iceman or
– It is good.
I've been – Big Joe. Very generic. I'm not anywhere near being a badass, but to have a nickname like that. I am as simple as it is.
I gotta think. I gotta think for a second.
Chaser. No?
No, I'd have something better.
The Big Humble. That suits you. You're humble. The boss man. You're very humble. The Big Humble.
The Big Humble.
The Big Humble.
Yeah.
Cletus. Okay. Cletus. Just, hey, Cletus. That's it.
Big Humble right there, man. Local yokel going to stop me.
That's
big
good.
Big humble.
615-737-1025. Honoring your veterans will continue here from the Marker Key West. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Veterans Day. Our guest just a little bit ago joining us, Lee Greenwood, with God Bless the USA. Taking your text, your calls on honoring your veteran. Steven from Hendersonville did mention this. The P-51 Mustang at the end of Top Gun Maverick was actually Tom Cruise's personal plane. He loaned it to production specifically for that scene at the end of the movie. I forgot about that.
That's very cool. Is Lee Greenwood called back, David?
Yeah, I know, right? Lee is on the line now to talk about veterans. Lee, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Look, I met a guy back in 1984. I was a recruit at Parris Island. He was the first sergeant, so he was a high-ranking guy, Vietnam veteran. You thought the Marine Corps was modeled after this guy. So I met him through boot camp. We weren't like friends. I mean, he was one of the drill instructors. So I got stationed at a place about 3 months later where he actually got transferred to and began a relationship, but more of a working relationship. Still maintain contact with him today, almost 40 years later. His name is First Sergeant, retired First Sergeant, Timothy Phillips, Vietnam veteran, just the epitome of Marine. Since I moved to Tennessee a couple years ago, I met another Marine here. I'm in the Middle Tennessee area, NC-49 between Pleasant View and Springfield. You'll see a monument this other Marine basically put on his property to honor military veterans. He was got wounded in Vietnam back in 1966, I think it was. He had got medically retired. But two Marines that come to my mind here on this Veterans Day, his name is Jim Rogers. Lance Corporal back in the day, but he was still a Marine, still loves the Marine Corps. And I appreciate what you guys are doing today by doing this for all the veterans. Thank you so much.
Well, Lee, let me ask you. You were a recruiter at Parris Island?
No, I was a recruit. Brand-new Marine, so trying to become a Marine. And so I thankfully made it, served 4 years and loved it. But the first sergeant was a career Marine. He retired after 20-some years. But I still maintain contact with him today. So it's been good.
That's beautiful. Man, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate you. Thank you, Lee.
And thank you for your service as well, Lee.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. 9051, I would like to honor my father, Lieutenant Colonel Richard C. Coleman, West Point grad, who served in Korea and Vietnam, served in intelligence at the height of the Cold War in Berlin, 1964 to 1967, monitoring Soviet and East German movements in East Germany.
Boy, I bet he's got some stories.
Bad ass.
Some stories right there doing that. He lost me in intelligence because I couldn't be in that I'd blab secrets and give away, like, that's the guy over there. So, yeah, that's all. That is very – was that his dad, he said?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tommy says, I want to shout out Coach Mack from Laverne High School. I graduated in 2010. He was in Vietnam as a tunnel rat. Happy Veterans Day, Coach. I hope you're still around.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, keep them coming at 615-737-1025. We'll read them all. Call us, text us. This is very cool. Down here today, they're having a big Veterans Day parade in Key West, and the pitchers, I've seen a lot of people down here as well. So keep honoring them for who they are and who they meant to the country. And just I love hearing all these stories and all the texts. These are great.
All right, we're going to have some fun with this one. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. We're talking about call signs. What would be the call sign for members of the Tennessee Titans? Amy Adams Strunk, what is her call sign?
Oh, my God. I'll be very nice here and just say Miss Amy. I just I don't want to go down that path.
Miss Vito.
The Vito. Vito.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
Vito.
Vetoing something.
Like
Vito.
Not Vito Corleone. Vito.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, how are you getting Vito Corleone in this, right?
She is kind of like that.
Miss Vito.
I'm going to say missing.
Missing, that's good.
MIA.
Missing. Or code sign, I hate Mike Vrabel.
Call sign for Cam Ward.
Keep trying, buddy.
Young gun.
Sidearm.
Sidearm. So it's going to be one word. Okay, it's better. One word. I'm stupid.
Chad,
sidearm's good.
Chad Brinker.
Giggle box. You go to the Super Bowl? Giggle, 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 giggle. No.
Cheesehead.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. Unsure.
Yeah, right?
That could be one. All right, Vrabel.
Yeah.
Vrabel? Ridiculous. Look ridiculous with your hands.
I don't know. That's tough. I'd go
Buckeye.
Grit Monster.
Oh, Buckeye's good.
Yeah, Buckeye's, yeah, that is a good one.
What was the one?
Patriot.
What was Reagan like? Was it code sign Dutch? Was that? I think that's. Or Cowboy or Rawhide?
Rawhide,
yeah.
Rawhide.
Now that's pretty cool. Rawhide. Watch out, Rawhide. We got security over there. Rawhide. I mean, that's good.
So I am fascinated by the Secret Service code names. Like, I am fascinated by that. I think. So let's see. See if you can guess some of these.
You turn your computer like I can. I can't see a foot in front of my face.
All right. Rawhide was Ronald Reagan. That is correct. Searchlight.
Searchlight? Clinton.
No.
I don't know.
You got a guess?
Ben Franklin?
No.
He wasn't president.
I know, but still, light. That's all I can think about.
These are, I guess, 11 U.S. presidents have had code names.
Wow.
Searchlight? Nixon.
That is correct.
Okay.
Richard Nixon.
Wow.
Look
at you.
Eagle.
Eisenhower.
Nope.
Eagle.
FDR.
That is Clinton.
Clinton was Eagle. Okay.
Yeah, Clinton was Eagle. Lancer.
Lancer. That could be Joe Biden.
I don't even know. Go ahead, Chase.
That is John F. Kennedy.
Lancer?
Yep.
Okay. Does it explain why they called him Lancer?
Yeah. John F. Kennedy's code name was given that his administration was often compared to Camelot, the magical court of
Sir
Arthurian
Lancelot.
Legend, of which Lancelot was a legendary knight. First Lady Jackie Kennedy was known as Lace.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Searchlight was Richard Nixon, had one of the more ironic code names in light of his attempts to cover up what became Watergate.
Yep.
Gerald Ford was known as Passkey. Also held in a certain irony, as he locked the door on any possibility of criminal prosecution against his predecessor, Nixon, by granting him a full, free, and absolute pardon. Deacon, Jimmy Carter, name reflected his deeply religious faith, long active in the Baptist Church. He continued to teach Sunday school after becoming president. Rawhide was for Reagan, was possibly a reference to the numerous westerns he'd appeared in before becoming politician. Now, this is a badass one.
Okay.
Timberwolf.
Oh.
Is that George Sr.?
Yeah. That is George H.W. It is unknown why he was named for the largest member of the dog family.
Timberwolf.
That has to be World War II. Bill Clinton also had an unexplained animal moniker. Some have speculated that the code name concerned his association with the Boy Scouts. Eagle Scout is the organization's top rank, a fitting name for someone holding the highest office in the land.
Amen.
Trailblazer was given to George W. Bush. Complimentary, but his name, while his father was president, was less flattering as it was Tumblr. According to some reports, it was based on his alleged propensity to party.
Oh, my gosh. So what was it? Trailblazer was his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barack Obama was Renegade, reportedly picked this moniker from a list of code names that started with R. No word on what the other choices were. Donald Trump's is Mogul. Hmm. That makes sense.
Is it still on the second term, too, Mogul?
I think so.
Okay.
And Joe Biden was Celtic. In reference to his Irish heritage.
I like that. Okay, now this all makes more sense. So now what would you be? Okay, I like. So one word to describe you.
Yeah. Yep.
What would it be? Now that you got your snoring under control, we're good with that. Good Lord, like Queen Mary coming into the court. My Lord.
What would mine be?
Panther? FRA, aren't y'all the Panthers?
Yeah, it could be Panther. Could be...
Suit?
Could be suit.
Yeah, suit's good. Yeah. I like that.
I like that.
Suit's good. Dr. Crane, what's yours?
Meatball. Meatball. Yeah, that was my nickname in high school, and it kind of stuck with me.
Yeah.
Even when I was an aftercare teacher, kids would call me Mr. Meatball.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yep, in summer camps and all. Mr. Meatball, Mr. Meatball. Yep, that's me.
Okay, all right. From now on, you're dubbed Meatball.
Thomas in Nashville, call sign for Amy Adams Strunk equals MIA.
Oh, man.
3041 says, Big Joe is my hero. He is a positive influence in my life on the radio every day.
Well, appreciate that. I did not send that in. So thank you, 3041. I appreciate you.
2459 says, shout out to my dad. He served, He served a long time in the Navy. I don't know exactly what he's saying. Retired senior chief of command, joined in 1958, served while all the stuff went down in Beirut.
Yeah, I think that's, was that in 83 when a car bomb killed 200 and something U.S. Marines there? So God bless them. It's tragic, man, but thank God they're on our side.
Amen to that. We'll continue coming up next from Key West, the marker Key West, here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Tuesday, this Veterans Day, live in Key West. Joe was over signing autographs.
I was. Hey, shout out to my good friend, Charles Ladd. Charles, you're listening. You're a veteran. God bless you, brother. You and your beautiful family. Thank you for your service, Charles, and for listening every day. We appreciate you, Charles Ladd.
Indeed we do. I'm now down this rabbit hole code names by the Secret Service, because they have them all for vice presidents and everything. J.D. Vance is Bobcat.
That's pretty cool.
I like that one.
Cool, yeah.
Bobcat.
Dick Cheney was Angler. Pence was Hoosier. Kamala was Pioneer.
These are very cool.
Al Gore was Sundance, and then also Sawhorse.
I don't think you shouldn't be allowed to get to change it. You got to stick with one.
I think they change it.
Okay.
Dan Quayle was Scorecard or Supervisor.
Okay.
Scorecard for, like, golf? Is that? That's the only thing come to my brain. Yeah.
Walter Mondale, your favorite, was Cavalier.
Walter Mondale. That's the joke all the time, because, like, I've been wrong since Mondale. And the contact says Mondale lost every state but one in the election. What was it again? What was his name again?
Cavalier.
Cavalier. Okay.
Yeah. Nelson Rockefeller, Sandstorm.
Sandstorm's good.
Spiro Agnew, Pathfinder.
Pathfinder.
So
I think of all those, Rawhide's the best.
Rawhide is definitely the best. You're not going to.
I think that fit his persona.
Renegade's not bad.
Who was that again?
Obama.
Okay.
That's not bad. George W. Bush, it says Tumblr, later Trailblazer.
All right.
And then, like, Laura Bush was Tempo, Barbara was Turquoise, Jenna was Twinkle. They kept them all the same first letter.
That's cool. Does Melania have one?
Yes, she does. She is Muse.
Oh.
Don Jr. is Mountaineer. Ivanka is Marvel. Eric is Marksman. And Jared Kushner is Mechanic.
Do you have to? You think you get quizzed on these? I'd fail.
Probably. What's Baron? I don't know what Baron's is. He's got to have one.
6'10"? What would that be?
Giants?
Tower.
Giants, yeah. Dude,
maybe.
Towers.
This is kind of like the Wonderlic test for presidents and vice presidents.
Yeah. Yeah. We would fail. I wouldn't know. I mean, we know Rawhide. That's it.
Still get drafted in the second round.
Yeah, as well.
Right? Yeah. All right. 1847 says Amy Strunk, call sign blank.
Right.
Let's see. Amy's call name equals error. Did you already shout out Charles Ladd?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. Just making sure.
I know this is two words. What about double bird?
That would have been Bud.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Well, they do some doubles.
You know what's funny is you bring that. I was on the field that day when he did that because they're playing the Bills. It's November of 2009, and he did it, and nobody. It kind of like what? I thought it was one of the greatest. I know it's not nice to do that, but seeing your owner
fit him so
flipping
well.
Off Bills fans was just the absolute. At the time, I laughed. And I'm like, look, man, here's a guy that said, flipping the bird, double bird to Bills fans that day was something else, man. Something else.
Oh, man.
That it's not like Jerry, though. I meant to put my thumb up.
Yeah, right?
Jerry Jones, yeah. He went on, I think, the fan in Dallas and goes, yeah, I meant to put my thumb up, not that finger.
Nobody believes that, Jerry. Nobody. So amazing to do all that. I got one earlier, veteran athlete that somebody said, Rocky Blyer, Steelers, part of his leg was shattered in Vietnam, and then he comes back and wins Super Bowls with the Steelers, becomes a legend. I'm not sure, I think he's in the Hall of Fame, but just a true, true legend for that, Rocky Blyer, man. Way before your time, Dr. Crane.
Yeah, but to say.
He was great. Him and Franco Harris in the backfield in the 70s were the Steelers, so. Cool. And somebody called in earlier about Pat Tillman, too, as well. So I know that's more Memorial Day, but still Veterans Day and for all that.
615-737-1025. Predators won't be in action again until Friday, so we won't have a show, actually. That'll be during our show with pregame starting at noon. And then DVD will follow whenever they're done. And then Sunday morning, a very early game. There won't be a Titans pregame show because the Predators will be playing. So it will be a 7 a.m. pregame. Yeah, you could sleep in.
No, I like hanging out with Derek Mason and Chris Sanders. Then at JBJ's. Oh,
y'all can go hang out.
I'd like that, yeah. By the way, Derek Mason and that gray beard.
Oh, yeah, he looks good.
He looks great. I'm telling Derek, thank you for –
He doesn't like what I say he looks like.
And that is?
Lovie Smith.
I don't blame him. Derek Mason's a better-looking man than Lovie
Well,
Smith.
He is, but, I mean, he's got the Lovie Smith beard going. I mean, look.
He does.
Look,
okay,
I mean, it's, you know.
A little salt pepper vibe.
He does, doesn't he? All right, that looks pretty cool there.
But I like it. I like the salt
pepper. Where's Lovie Smith now? Is he out of football?
I think so. He got a raw deal with Houston. I actually thought he did a decent job.
Last time I checked, he was with Illinois, wasn't he? University of Illinois?
No, that was...
Been a while, hasn't it?
His last gig was the head coach of the Texans in 22. He was with Illinois from 16 to 20. I forgot he was the head coach of the Bucks. So he's been the head coach of three teams.
Where was he? How long ago was he at the Bucks?
14 and 15. After the Bears.
Okay.
He was with the Bears 04-12, Bucks 14-15, Illinois 16-20, associate head coach in D.C. for the Texans in 21, and then the head coach in 22.
Does he have a – I'm looking him up
Do you know where he was 1993 to 1994?
Was he tied with the Vols?
Yes, he's the DB coach.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
What a rabbit hole.
That he would have been there with on Fulmer's really first staff after he stabbed Majors in the back. He took off to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, 1994. That's right. Yeah.
He was the Rams defensive coordinator under Mike Martz, 01 to 03, and then took the Bears job in 04.
He was the Bears for 9 years?
Yeah. I thought it was longer than that.
Holy cow. He got out because he had to deal with Cutler. I'd get out too as well.
That Bears.
He took the Bears to the AFC, the NFC Championship game, the 2010 season where they lost.
He took him to the Super Bowl.
To the Oh, he did, 2006. Yeah.
Yeah. With Sexy Rexy, Rex Grossman.
How did I miss that?
Yeah.
That was against Indianapolis, right?
It was, Mike.
Yes, down in Miami.
And that was the Water Bowl, essentially. It was just pouring down rain.
Yep. Who did the halftime show?
Oh, boy.
You got this.
Female or male?
Male. From Minnesota. Purple was his
Prince?
Color. There we go,
Prince.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Yep. Was that the game where Devin Hester ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown?
Yep. Sure was.
Oh, man, that was my first Super Bowl back in. I was on the sideline. I saw Devin Hester on, so I'm going to tackle him. And then my coach at the time, Tony Dungy, was like, man, don't do that. This is getting the game, win the game on the field, and that's what we did.
Did Eli say anything?
No, man, Eli was Eli's time was next year with the Giants in 07. We made that comeback versus the Patriots out there in Arizona.
What was the first play of the game?
Kickoff return for touchdown.
No, 06 for the Colts?
No.
Offense?
First play?
No, first play on offense for the Colts?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
the Bears ran the opening kickoff back.
Yeah. I know. I was just saying offensive position.
What did they do?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. Also that same year, the Buckeyes played Florida in the national championship game, and the Buckeyes ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown and won that game.
That's rare.
It is rare. Yeah. Troy Smith was the Heisman Trophy winner that year for the Buckeyes in 06 when they lost that game to Florida. And Florida won again in 08 with the national championship with Tebow.
We will come back, wrap things up with what day is it? And celebrity birthday.
Shut up. Just shut up.
I'm just waiting for my time. Here on the Jason Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game. Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday, live at the Marker Key West by the pool. We've met a lot of fun people. Just met a couple from Michigan.
Yeah.
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids.
A lot of Chicago people.
Yeah, a lot of Chicagoans down here.
Well, we escape them from everything.
We got a couple from Nashville.
That's right. Again, thankful to the reuniontownship.com, City Limits Apartments, liveincitylimits.com for allowing us to come down here. The Roxy 8 Theater in Dixon. Thank you, Belinda, for being a part of this. We appreciate you. And, of course, the Nashville Cats. Great merchandise and swag at the NashvilleCats.com. Get ready for the 2026 season. Excited for that, Mike.
Indeed, we are. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
Okay, first on the list, we have Air Day, obviously, Veterans Day, celebrating our Air Force. Death and Duty Day, again, along with Veterans Day. National Metal Day, so shout out to the metalheads, the rockers. National Sunday Day, so, you know, ice cream sundaes, stuff like that. National Young Readers Day, a little whippersnapper like me.
Yeah.
Origami Day, not a fan of that, it's difficult. Pocky Day, it's like a pretzel dipped in chocolate or just a pretzel stick. Singles Day, also known as Bachelor's Day, and obviously Singles Day. And then, last but not least, Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. Amen to that. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. Here we go. Our first birthday. Chase should go first. The great actor Stanley Tucci. How old is Stanley Tucci?
59.
63.
65. Dr. Crane on the board first. Dr. Crane, your turn now. How old is Demi Moore? What was that?
Name sounds familiar.
What was the grunt over there?
He's cold. He's trying to warm up.
First wife of Bruce Willis?
That's right.
I'm going to go with 58.
62.
63. Hey. Both of you guys on the board early today. I like it a lot. Chase, Allie McBeal, Calista Flockhart. How old is she?
Married to Michael Douglas.
Incorrect.
Or was.
Incorrect.
What? Who is she married to?
She is married to Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. That's who it was. My bad. I'm going to say she is 63.
67.
61. You guys are killing out of the gate right now. 2-1 chaser. Dr. Crane, you go. Your favorite actor, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I know you cry every time you watch Titanic.
Yep. Gets me every time. Always think there's a new outcome. There's not. Let's see.
Let me tell you what, though. If you watch the Titanic backwards, it's about this magic comes out of the ocean and saves people.
There you go.
Right?
Nobody freezes. Yeah.
Perspective.
Leonardo DiCaprio is 58.
There was room on the door. 54.
51. All right, Chase, you're up now. How old is, let's see here, go down, people recognize, don't know that person. Singer Marshall Crenshaw.
I don't know who that is.
The singer?
61.
53.
72. Dr. Crane, you get to go now. How old is, goodness, I don't know any. Okay, how old is musician John Batiste? He used to be on the Colbert Band or whatever live show, the show. John Batiste, Dr. Crane.
58.
55.
39. Wow.
Nice. Pretty bad. All right, Chase, you get to go now. How old, by the way, Chase up 2-1. How old is Fuzzy Zeller, Masters champion Fuzzy Zeller?
73.
82.
74. Chaser extends his lead 3-1. Dr. Crane, you get to go. Former Pittsburgh Steeler running back Super Bowl champion Willie Parker. Willie Parker.
66.
With the Steelers. Steelers, yes.
66.
I'm going to say 47.
45. Chase is up 4-1. Last birthday, this is funny because you brought up earlier. With Eli Manning, how old, Chase, you have to go. How old is Victor Cruz today?
Ooh.
Top wide receiver.
Victor Cruz.
39.
I'm going to say, this is a trick answer. He retired early.
Yeah.
41.
Doesn't matter. Chase McCabe, got 39 dead on. 6-1. A very simple beat down of you today. I mean, it's one like he gets you hanging around and punches you, and he can punch you like, you know, the thing that bounces down and comes back up. So Chase wins 6-1.
Like Homer Simpson, I just kind of stand there and take it. Bam, bam, bam.
Right.
Quick.
Yes.
Quick roll jabs.
So 6-1. So so you need to get back on the winning. You've had a couple bad days. That's all right.
I won like 3 or 4 in a row last week.
He did. He did. I had a bad week, but I had to rebound.
Let me tell you what a college coach told me one time. Right? And don't roll your eyes.
So I'm not. I'm just.
If what you did yesterday still looks good today, you haven't done much.
You're right. Can't be complacent.
How many times he told me that, and I was like, please shut the hell up. It was all the time. Then he said, at the end of the day, if you look in your mirror and say, I gave you everything I had, you've had a good day.
Be 1% better.
That's right.
All right, James Franklin.
That's right.
What was his thing? 6 seconds or whatever it was?
Yeah, no, we're trying to go 1-0 every week.
Trying to go 1-0 every week. Yeah, that's it. Yep.
That's what a lot of people say at the bars on Friday.
10-10 goes, his Dr. Crane is bad at stand-up as he is the birthday game.
Yeah, you're pretty accurate, man. Yeah. I mean, my comedy act's as short as me.
We're proud of you for last night for getting up there, because like a minute and a half in, you're like, I don't know what will be up here.
I went 20 minutes and did not feel like it was 20 minutes.
That's what she said.
Yeah. a happy Veterans Day. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all the men and women of our armed forces, both still with us and those that are not anymore. But we appreciate your service and the honoring of veterans today. Think a veteran, whether they're in your family or not. But we appreciate you and everybody that participated today, and to Lee Greenwood for joining us as well.
Well, it was very rewarding and warming seeing all the text messages that came in today. So thank you for honoring those veterans who mean the world to you, and on the phone calls. You know, as we leave every show every day, we talk about mental health. And to our guys out there, and if you are struggling and need to talk to somebody, please reach out to us or your cell phone instant. You can dial 988. Immediately somebody's there to talk to you as well. You can text as well. We've got help on the Chase and Big Joe show. You can find that on thegamenashville.com. We tell you every day that your journey is a beautiful journey. You don't have to compare yourself to anybody else in the world. God made you perfect. Please understand that. Please understand how special you are. We love you. If you need help, please reach out to us. Remember, we love you. More importantly, and please know this, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD is coming your way next. We're back at it tomorrow at noon here on 102.5 The Game.